This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. We're talking about the draft, and no, the draft hasn't come back yet, but maybe they'll bring it back and call it something different, because people don't like drafts. You know, people bristle against that idea. There were a lot of people.
No. People that might be drafted
don't like it.
Yes. Don't like it.
Well, okay, fine. There are some military people who don't like the draft, and there are some who do like the draft.
That's true. But there are civilians that like the draft too. Yeah. There are plenty of people that are just like, I think the draft would be good for young people.
Yeah, they think it would be good for them to be told what to do, and they'll get some discipline or whatever excuses.
Well, you can be told what to do in any job. The thing that
you can't quit the military.
Right. The thing that's unique about the military is that you can't quit, and the idea that that's a good it's not necessarily a good idea. Just take your kid out of the house if you want them to learn responsibility. Mm-hmm. That's a possibility, right? Maybe you failed at parenting, but okay. You know, there's always real life.
So the proposal here from the U.S. Senate, which has just passed very recently, a defense bill that would require young women to sign up for the military draft for selective service. And what I was suggesting a few moments ago is that this may actually be the first step towards so-called national service, which is going to be a program that has been proposed by both Republicans and Democrats that will mandate that young people in America work for the government for a period of time, whether it's 3 months or 2 years or whatever. That time was never really nailed down. Like, how long do they want to force young people to work for the government with this supposed national service program? They will couch it in terms of volunteerism, when in point of fact, as you pointed out, Mark, if you're getting paid for something, it's not really volunteer work.
No.
In that case. But further, if you're forced to do something, it's also not volunteer work as well.
They love to paint working for the government as though it is somehow better
than volunteering.
Right. They have parades for government people that are hurt or killed in the line of duty or whatever, but they don't do that for civilian people. And it just sort of shows that, you know, government jobs are looked at as better. I, as a fireman, often am called a hero. Please, ladies and gentlemen, no, that is not the case. I mean, yes, certainly people do dangerous work, but truck drivers, fishermen, loggers, these people do dangerous jobs all the time. Nobody calls them heroes.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Maybe somebody out there thinks the draft is a good idea and that it's not slavery. The toll-free number, 855-453, 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We'll talk first to Mark in Ohio, listening to WIBC in Indianapolis. Hello, Mark.
Hey, good evening. Really appreciate the opportunity. Yeah, I'm for the draft, and I think that the only reason we have the draft out there is in case something really bad happens and there's a threat, an existential threat to the United States.
So let me follow you on this one here. What you're saying is that in order to protect freedom, we need to have slavery.
No, I didn't say that at all. I say the draft is a means to raise an army in a time of war.
A slave army.
And we need to defend ourselves.
A slave army.
I don't subscribe. Well, freedom isn't free. So if you're in a village or a town or a city, everybody has to basically run to the defense of the city or
so the price of freedom is obedience. Is that what you're saying? The price of freedom is to do what you're told by the government?
You'll have to sacrifice something for the common defense.
Well,
else, right?
Don't you think that you can get people, for one, if you're attacked? You remember 9/11 when people were looking to George Bush, hey, what should we do? And he said, go shopping. You remember that?
I remember that phrase. But I also remember in our history at World War II, whenever we've been aggressed, there's a lot of people that rush to volunteer, and we have had drafts in the past, and we raised those big armies because we didn't have large standing armies before. In the history of the U.S. military, it was peaks and valleys. And when there was a big threat, then we had to raise an army. This draft,
right, but you don't need the draft
we have now.
To raise the army. You don't need it. Because when there's the
if
threat, the people come.
It's equitable. Not like Vietnam. If you don't, if Vietnam was not fair...
Vietnam had a draft,
applied.
And they sent all the black people to the front line. What the hell is fair and equitable about that?
It was not fair. I agree with you.
That's where the draft was.
We need fair slavery, Mark. Fair slavery.
Oh, so you want the draft done better. Do you want an organization besides the government to do it then?
Nope. I want the U.S. government to do a draft. I want it to be fair.
The same organization that's messed it up until now is the one you want to do it.
Now, what do you think is an appropriate punishment for someone who does not want to be a slave? Someone who says, no, that's okay. I'd prefer to not go ahead and fight at the whims of politicians. What should happen to that person?
Well, if that person doesn't fight at the whims of politicians, we have the politicians that we elect. So citizens, when we exercise our right to vote, those people in Washington, D.C., many of them are idiots, but that's because their congressional districts voted for them into office. So we're saddled with a government that we voted for.
Who's we?
And you support that. You support idiots telling people what to do, sending them off to die in foreign lands. You support that.
Well, first of all, when was the last time we raised the draft, right? So we it's been a long time, and I personally don't
that's
think...
That's the reason I'm advocating getting rid of it.
We've got a volunteer military. Yeah. But it's all political right now because they opened up the military jobs to women across the board. So now you've got women that are in infantry, and many in the military said, hey, if the women get to go in those infantry jobs, then they should be drafted just like the males do and have to provide protective selective service cards.
We understand what they've done.
Yeah, I understand what the fairness is.
Why do you
protection.
Support it? I don't understand why you support slavery to idiots. I mean, you just described politicians as idiots, and I think you're right about that. These are not brilliant people. They are usually failures in life, and that's why they went into politics. So why would you want to send people to their doom at the whims of these people?
Because the assumption is that we're only going to raise an army when there's an existential threat to the United States.
You know what happens when you assume, right?
We've been in World War II when the Japanese did a surprise attack. Okay, we had a draft in World War II, and
it wasn't really a surprise. The federal government manipulated the Japanese into that attack. They were kind of expecting it.
Well, I'm not going to argue.
Plus the fact that World War One had a draft, and there wouldn't have been a European theater of World War II, period, if the United States hadn't got into World War One. So you can say that we need a draft because we had a draft, but that doesn't really work very well.
Well, I think we got into World War II because we wanted to push back Nazi aggression.
Right, but Nazi aggression existed because the United States threw off the balance in Europe during World War One, causing the Treaty of Versailles, which was the main platform for Hitler to, you know, preach for going to war against his neighbors was the Treaty of Versailles. So if the United States hadn't gotten in, no Treaty of Versailles, then you wouldn't have had a Hitler. That's what most historians agree.
No, we went in the last. We basically ended the war quickly in 1918. We didn't fight all 4 years. We just fought in the last year.
I'm clear on that. Yep.
The reparations that were taken in World War One were not on the side. The U.S. wasn't pushing those reparations.
Agreed. But that gave the European powers, that gave the Triple Entente the power to negotiate for those. Just because Wilson didn't want them doesn't mean that Wilson's role in bringing the military in didn't give them the power to do it. The draft caused World War, I'm not going to claim this, but if you're saying the draft was helpful in World War II, then you must say that it was hurtful in World War I.
Thanks, Mark, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
This is the problem with aggression, is you don't know what the consequences are, and then you become responsible. So if you don't call for the aggression, then you won't be responsible. If you do call for it, then you are responsible. And that's ultimately what it comes down to. There would have been no European, there would have been no Hitler. Well, Hitler would have existed, but he wouldn't have risen to power if it hadn't have been for the United States' involvement in World War I. Now, I don't know what that has to do with the draft precisely, because many people were volunteers. You know, the fact is, farm life stinks, and it sounded like more fun to run off to get shot at.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on the phones, also via Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Your thoughts on the draft, national service, or whatever's on your mind goes here on Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33. At adamandeve.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free to join us here, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial us at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. More thoughts on the draft or national service, as it may end up being called if it does come back. It'll be in a different form than you're probably used to. It's Ian and Mark in the studio. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. If you're tired of governments murdering people around the world, well, stop using their money. There is an alternative, and it's Bitcoin. It's a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using the state's money, you're helping them. So stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, and spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. That's a great place to go and learn more about Bitcoin and get your first Bitcoin wallet, which will tell you a good one that we like here in a few moments. Mark, you look like you want to jump in before we go right back to your call.
Speaking of the draft, the gentleman called in support of it, and I'm a member of the Religious Society of Friends.
The Quakers.
I'm a Quaker, and I have been for several years. And one of the things that Quakers do is they're conscientious objectors. Now, they have, many of them, have sort of served in major conflicts in brave ways by choosing to, you know, help medically, pull soldiers off the battlefield and doing a variety of things like that. But some of them simply refuse to serve the state in any way when it comes to war.
Mm-hmm.
They will refuse to pay war taxes. They just refuse. Now, I guess, there's a long history of Quakers in the military and the conscientious objecting, that kind of thing. With this new draft that seems to be coming down the pipe, women now having to register for selective service, in all likelihood, at this point, it hasn't passed. And then
it's in a defense bill. It's likely going to pass, right?
Then maybe the next thing you're talking about is this national service. Exactly what should Quakers have to do? Up to this point, we've been exempted, essentially, from the draft and that kind of thing. What should we have to do? Are you going to throw all the Quakers in jail? Now, I'm 45. I don't have to worry about it. It's unlikely the United States military is going to come after me with my bad back and say, you've got to, carry a gun for us or, work in the government or whatever it is that we've got to do. And they'll say that because they've given us choices that, well, it's not mandatory. You got to go to the military, so it's okay. What we're offering is okay. But what are they going to do? What's the punishment going to be? When I get out, am I then, sort of free to live my life, or am I going to always have to pay this fascist tax?
Let's go to the phones, to the fun. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Dave is on the line in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hey, Dave.
Hello, hippies. Happy Saturday night.
We gave you something tonight, Dave.
What's that?
Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, opposition to the draft? Sure. Go ahead.
Let me try to narrow my little pea brain thoughts down here. First off, let's draft Chelsea and Malia and see how far that goes, okay?
Yeah, indeed.
It is the most sickening idea yet to come out of both parties, of which Obama will sign, to draft women. If women want to volunteer for military service, God bless them, go for it. They have served valiantly, and hopefully they'll continue to do so.
Well, don't you agree that the draft itself is a sick idea? I mean, I agree with you that it's sick to draft women, but it's sick to draft anybody.
I tell you what, if you have to start drafting people, there's already a problem with your cause.
There you go. Indeed.
The case should make itself. A leader should be able to go to his people, if his case is right, and say, here is the enemy, here's what they've done, here's what will happen if we don't beat them into the dirt right now, here's where you can join up.
I think the same thing is true, by the way, when it comes to taxes in general. If you've got a bad program, you should that's the reason why you have to tax for it. If it's a good idea, then you don't have to tax. You can just ask people for money.
Well, there's a great idea that's written down. It's up in Washington, D.C. It's called Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States, or, Article 1, Section 8. And it lists, specifically what the federal government is supposed to do. But, we're in the age of where everybody is ignoring that. So,
sure.
Look, no, we should not draft women. This is stupid. And the reason I'm so incensed by this is because, once again, leftists and leftists specifically, whether they're Democrats mostly or a few Republicans, are calling this national service. What this is they need spare parts for the benevolent dictatorship called the welfare state.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They need to draft people in these make-work, useless, baloney jobs.
That's correct. That's basically the idea behind national service. Have they been touting those terms in this discussion with the draft? Because I haven't looked in detail at what the senators or whoever have actually said about this bill that they passed. Have they been using the term national service?
Well, whatever term they use, we know what it is. Look at the underlying premise. It's forced participation. What is Obamacare? You must participate. What is the income tax and Social Security? And all these unconstitutional, illegal programs that our federal government is foisting upon us at the behest of half of the population. Remember, we can blame the politicians in D.C., but we've got a lot of leftists that we're elbow to elbow with every day who are just as bad as any one of these bastards in D.C. So, no, we shouldn't be drafting women. I am almost ready to buy a school bus and start loading young women on it who don't want to serve in the draft and drive to Canada.
This is
ridiculous.
Canada's going to send them back. They're going to say it's equality.
I appreciate where you're coming from, Dave. I just think that the draft itself is a terrible idea, and it needs to go away.
It is impractical, because if your nation is strong enough and the case is good and you have the moral high ground, you're not going to run out of people. I mean, they drafted young children in Nazi Germany towards the end of World War II. Why? Because they were fighting on the wrong side of the issue, more or less. Okay? Here, the only reason I think they people with good intentions have a draft is so that they can count on X number of troops that they can field at any given time. Okay? And, again, if you've got a case like World War II, it makes itself. People will line up to sign up. Okay? You don't need to impose a lien. But we've got a lien. We've got multiple liens coming out of Washington, D.C. every day, the worst of which Obamacare was, because the old joke was, pretty soon they're going to tax the air we breathe. What do we have now? We have a lien on life, on every American. There is no volunteering for Obamacare.
Dave, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Bob. He's in Aberdeen, Washington, listening to KBKW. Hey, Bob.
I just have a quick comment here.
Yes.
I've been in the military for 14 years. We don't want draftees.
Yeah, I bet you don't.
Pride.
Right.
We take great pride in being a all-volunteer army. We take pride in being the highest trained, basically, killers in the world.
Yeah.
And if you look historically, all draftees are cannon fodder. In Vietnam and World War II and World War I, they were the ones thrown up first to get slaughtered.
And you don't really need that anymore. With modern weapon systems, the United States military doesn't need cannon fodder.
So would you agree the selective service system should be abolished?
Oh, it's an idiotic It's idiotic. But my personal thought when I heard they're doing this to women, it brought me back to Obama's first term. When in that speech, he said, we need a civilian national security force. Better funded.
That's as big, as powerful, and as funded. Yep.
Yeah.
Scary stuff.
I'm afraid that this actually is.
That's what this is. I agree with you, Bob. This is what they're moving towards, the idea of national service. You're right on. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here. The toll free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We talked briefly about Bitcoin a little while ago, and we're going to recommend a wallet to you. There are a lot of wallets in the world of Bitcoin. This is a way for you to access your cryptocurrency. Bitcoin's the most popular. There's also now Ether, which is pretty popular. It's the number two cryptocurrency in the world at the moment. And you can hold both of those with your Jax wallet at Jax, JAXX.io. It's a cross-platform wallet, which is awesome. I don't know if there's there may be another cross-platform wallet out there, but I don't know what it is, if so. It's like usually the wallet exists on the phone or the computer, and not both, but Jax, you can do both.
I want to point out that wallet, in this case, is a program that holds...
That's correct. Digital, it holds private keys that give you access to cryptocurrency.
Digital international currencies that are likely to replace the old currencies that we have today, in my opinion.
It's going to take a while, but it could happen.
Something. These are at least the proto replacements of those currencies, and... It seems like a lot of people are using them for commodity investments, too. There's a whole industry that's popped up around that.
So grab your Jax wallet and get started with Bitcoin, Ether, or the new DAO tokens at JAXX.io. That's Jax.io. It's available for Windows, Mac, Linux, browser plugins for Firefox and Chrome. And then also, of course, Android and iOS devices. So whatever device you're using, there's likely a Jax waiting for you. Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Frank. He's in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hello, Frank. We've been discussing the draft for those just tuning in. Go ahead, Frank.
Right. You know that only 1% of the eligible population does any military service? Are you aware of that?
Okay.
So what?
And what does that critical thinking mind of yours tell you?
Those people are suckers?
They don't want the low pay.
That's what it does. It tells you that they don't have... We got a generation of kids out here that have no skin in the game. That's okay.
What game? Are you calling...
Are you talking about Congress?
I'm talking about the game of this country.
Well, you're talking about the game of killing people around the world? Because that doesn't sound like a game to me. That sounds pretty serious.
It's killing people, buddy, because we haven't won a war since 1945.
What did you say about killing people? Say that again.
What world are you in? I didn't hear
everything you said there.
He says he doesn't think it's killing people because they haven't won.
What generation American are you? I want to know.
The hell does it matter?
It matters because I think you're a socialist liberal.
You haven't been listening
on the radio.
You can't. Well, that's you can say socialist.
Well, he said bull s later on.
You can't say bull s on
the
radio.
We had to dump him off the line. Okay, Mark, are you a socialist?
No, I'm the exact opposite of socialist. I believe people are responsible for their actions, and I believe that they should be paid for what they negotiate for. He thinks that the draft is somehow going to fix that. And the fact is, if you want. It's ludicrous to hold up a government program as a solution to socialism because government programs are socialism.
Mm-hmm.
The military is forced redistribution of wealth from working Americans to people in the military.
So you're saying the military is the socialist program.
It is. Right? I mean, you know, there's a socialists look at big government programs like the military for the way that they go about doing things. Many socialist countries have attempted to make everybody part of the military in order to sort of keep this going. So to call us leftist socialists is ridiculous. Now, whether you consider libertarianism to come out of the left or come out of the right really just sort of depends on how you want to parse history. And I'm happy to discuss that on either side. But the idea that I'm a socialist is patently ridiculous. I'm against the draft because I believe the government all governments are relatively inefficient organizations. And on top of that, I consider war to be a pretty bad communication tool. Now, he claimed the United States had lost every war since 1945. I'm going to correct that a little bit. The United States won the Korean War and won the Vietnam War. It's the politicians that gave back everything. The soldiers did it. The politicians lost it. If you're going to claim Vietnam was lost by the soldiers, then you need to consider that it might have been lost by draftees who didn't want to be there and began to sabotage things.
Let's talk.
So the draft isn't the solution to any of these problems.
Yeah, I mean, you said you are against the draft because the government's inefficient. For me, that's not the reason I'm against the draft, and I'm also not a socialist. I'm a voluntarist. I believe all human interactions should be consensual, which means I'm against the draft because it's not consensual. I'm against the idea of people being forced against their will to do something they don't want to do. Or the reverse, to be forced to not do something you do want to do.
I'm also against war because I'm sick and tired of seeing people die for the things that the politicians are going to give back in the future.
Let's talk to Captain Med on the line from who knows where. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Captain Med.
Hey, guys. It's been a long time. How you doing?
It's Captain Ned.
Oh, okay. It said Med here. Go ahead, Ned.
I know, but you don't remember Captain Ned?
That sounds familiar. Go ahead, Ned.
Yeah, but... Hey, I'm making this call from a vessel not under command, man. I'm making this by flashlight, so bear with me for a minute. But hey, I heard the most vile of all words the FCC should ban socialists. That last call is pretty good. Anyway, here's the deal. I'm going to tell everybody should grab their pocket constitution because this is very germane to this whole registration for the draft thing, okay?
All right.
Now, everybody thinks they're a U.S. citizen, okay? That's exactly what they want you to think. I'm going to preface this real quick with no U.S. citizen has ever been president of the United States. there was some debate in the 1800s whether a vice president was a U.S. citizen, but I don't know where I should know that, but I don't know where that went. But there, a U.S. citizen, everybody thinks they're a U.S. citizen. Exactly wrong, okay? And I'll, Article 2, Section 1, there's 62 words that qualify you for U.S. president, and I'll tell you what they are right here. This is the sole qualification for U.S. president. No person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States. That's a U.S. citizen. That's a resident alien, okay? A citizen of several states is a natural-born citizen. No U.S. citizen has ever been president of the United States, okay? Now, you guys know that, right?
I've heard the claims before.
It's new to me.
You're not going
to
get me on board with it, Ned, but I'm going to let you talk to people about it.
Well, it's not a claim. It's very clear. No person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States. These are the sole 62 words that qualify you for U.S. president. And I'll go through this real quick. At the time the adoption of this Constitution shall be eligible to the office of president, nor shall any person be eligible to that office who shall have not attained to the age of 35 years. Remember, John F. Kennedy was a young guy. I had a draft card for Vietnam, okay, and been 14 years a resident within the United States. A resident is always a resident alien. The founding fathers, a lot of the founding fathers spoke three or four languages. They were born in Germany, France. They didn't want, this is why they put this in. Those were U.S. citizens, okay? They were sworn in. A U.S. citizen is always sworn in, and the way I tell people to remember this is they're waving a flag and a burqa in a stadium on the 4th of July. That's a U.S. citizen.
Well,
that's
wait a minute. What makes you, I'm confused. You're saying the presidents aren't U.S. citizens, but they've all been sworn in, so doesn't that make them?
No U.S. citizen. To be a U.S. citizen, you have to be sworn in or born in the District of Columbia, which means you're federal property. The District of Columbia is the seat of the government, not to exceed 10 square miles. That can be anywhere in the country. There's talk they're going to make the Denver
Okay,
airport.
But if they're not U.S. citizens, then what are they?
Okay. You're either one of two things. I'll read this again. You can read Article 2, Section 1. No person except a natural-born citizen. That's what we are, guys. You're a citizen of the several states united if you read this.
So you're claiming the presidents are natural-born citizens, not U.S. citizens.
Right. Every president has been a natural-born citizen. I don't want to get hung
but
up.
But isn't it true, Captain Ned, that no one is actually a citizen at all because a citizen owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection, which the state has no obligation for that?
I mean, I know where you're going, but that's going to be a rabbit hole, but I want to make this quick for you guys.
It is a rabbit hole. Hold your thoughts, Captain Ned. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is he on to something, and what's it really matter when all's said and done? I want to know that. It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer in compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger, and now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We're talking the draft. You can bring up whatever's on your mind as well here. Live Saturday edition of the show. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. Skype username's LRN.FM. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. But first, I want to invite you to shop with Free Talk Live. You're going to go online, do some shopping there, maybe go to Amazon. Well, just go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter the links you'll find there to Amazon. There's Amazon Canada, UK, and US. You click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. Same prices, so you're not paying anything extra. It's just Amazon's not keeping all the profits. They're sending some over to Free Talk Live. So thank you for everybody who shops through that link at shop.freetalklive.com. Again, shop.freetalklive.com. Captain Ned is trying to explain to us his interpretation of the Constitution, the idea of citizenship, specifically when it comes to being the president. You've cited the requirements for president, Captain Ned, in section whatever it was of the Constitution.
Article 2, Section 1.
And yeah. You've claimed here that it says that someone who is a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States would qualify. And, Mark, you had, a question about that.
Yeah, it seems like there's a part here that you're not emphasizing, Captain Ned. It says no person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution shall be eligible for the office of president. And it would be... It would be difficult for, say, George Washington to be a natural-born citizen of the United States and be 35, right?
But no, but he was born here on U.S. soil, okay?
Right, so he's a natural-born citizen.
Yeah, that goes from this point, from that point forward. Now, let me shift gears here. What I'm reading here, real quick, you can be born today to Chinese parents in Beijing, China, both communist parents. If you come here to the United States, you follow the procedure, you get sworn in, you know, you attain the age of 35, you're 14 years a resident. Resident only applies to the resident aliens, the U.S. citizens. You are eligible to be president. What the founding fathers didn't want was these guys coming from Germany at the inception, or France, or God forbid, Great Britain, and buying their way in. So they put that 14-year lag time.
Alexander Hamilton was ineligible to run for the office, as as I understand all readings of history, because he was born in the Bahamas, and so therefore he just simply, he did other things and then got shot. I'm not sure I agree with your interpretation, Captain Ned.
We press forward, because it's in black and white, but you very well may be right. I'm not aware of it. But here's the thing. So what they didn't want was these guys buying their way in. They wanted that 14-year lag time for the young republic to have natural-born citizens, or you had to be here 14 years. So you just couldn't come in with a bunch of money like Hillary and buy your way in. So anyway, so now what they're saying here now I'm going to read this. You used to get this from the post office. This is from Selective Service, everything I'm going to read from this point forward. But you don't get it anymore from Selective Service. It used to have the little, and I, like I said, I had a Vietnam draft card. You had a little thing that you cut off and sent in from this. Now, you're going to see why you don't get this anymore, because this isn't politically correct anymore. But there are 21 categories here, and it's a yes and no for each column. Who must register? Now, let me read this to you. With few exceptions, all male U.S. citizens, okay, that's why I qualified this for you so you know who you are now, and male immigrant aliens residing, again, any resident is always a resident alien in the U.S. and its territories must register. So a natural-born citizen is not obligated to register for the draft. Only a U.S. citizen. And the way you remember who a U.S. citizen is, if you're born in D.C., that 10-square-mile area, you are government property.
These are interesting theories, but it would be interesting, more interesting to see someone argue one in court, which, of course, would require the draft board or the Selective Service actually take someone to court. Captain Ned, thanks for the call tonight. If you want to clarify further, you can call us another night. I want to make sure we can get some other folks on the line here, because it's an interesting theory. Oh, well, I'm not a U.S. citizen because I was naturally born here and I didn't jump through the hoops to become a U.S. citizen, so therefore I don't have to file for the draft.
People aren't filing for Selective Service because they're scared of the because of the citizenship thing. They're filing because they want the federal Pell Grants.
Mm-hmm.
They want whatever the government privileges are that are being offered.
Or they're afraid of the jail time.
I don't think so.
That's why I did it.
You didn't want you didn't take any kind of money when you went to college from the federal government?
No, it was state money.
Okay. Well, you did have that smart kid scholarship, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you filled that one out. Well, I can tell you that lots of people want – college is really expensive, and you're not going to be able to do it without these federal grants in many cases.
Let's go to Ryan. He's in Tampa listening online. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hi there. I was just listening to the discussion on the draft and national service tonight, and I wanted to make two brief points to perhaps frame it from a better perspective.
Sure.
First, I know that people say we is shorthand, but we aren't doing whatever it is people are speaking about. The U.S. government is doing it.
That's right.
And number two, related to that, a study from 2014 by professors from Princeton and Northwestern found that the U.S. functions as an oligarchy, not a democratic republic. So the use of we when referring to the actions of the U.S. government, that's about as wrong as it can be.
Did I say we tonight when it came to the U.S. government? Because if so, then I've been very bad.
You didn't, but the callers have said it several times.
Okay.
And
all right.
That's a pet peeve of mine. I just thought I'd call in about it.
Thanks for the call tonight, Ryan. I appreciate that clarification. Yeah, it's not look, unless you work for the government, it's not we doing things like the draft. It's not we creating national service. It's them. They're the ones doing it. They're the ones forcing you and your loved ones, your sons and your daughters, into this crazy system, which, as was pointed out by a military guy who called in earlier, he wasn't on for very long, but he pointed out that he believes this making women have to register for selective service, which... it's not a done deal yet, but the Senate passed this. They passed it as a defense appropriations bill, so it's almost a guarantee to sail through unless someone strips it out somehow in the House of Representatives. This thing goes through. He believes this is going to be the next step towards a national service program, towards fulfilling Obama's pledge, his promise of a national service program that is as large and as well-funded and whatever as the military, basically.
Is as large, as powerful, and as well-funded as the military was what the quote from Barack Obama was.
Right, and the idea was that that would be...
It's always rung in my head because if you want to create another government bureaucracy as large, as powerful, and as well-funded as the U.S. military, that is a Herculean task. It's amazing to even suggest such a thing. And that is somebody who truly believes in the government.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to find very many people who were in the military who believe it to be a particularly efficient organization. And now, you know, up until this point in human history, we haven't had too many free market militaries for government militaries to compete against. So the United States militaries, you know, when you're looking at comparing it to other militaries, pretty good. But when you're comparing the United States government as an employer to other organizations as employers, you're going to find all kinds of inefficiencies in there. You don't want that. That's the worst thing that we can do for our kids, is to create some giant government bureaucracy where they have to go and work for them for 2 years, especially at that formative time of life like 18 to 20.
Let's go to Vernon in New Orleans. You can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. You're listening to WGSO. Hey, Vernon.
Actually, I'm listening to all of it. That doesn't matter. So I was reading an article, and I just wanted to know if you all, what you all knew about it. It says roughly 55 million in Ethereum coins are taken from a group. And it also, the article also reads that they're basically going to phase out Ethereum. And then the other thing I wanted to know was that it says they're going to go back and they're basically going to undo that transaction through the code. And I was just curious, like, what your thoughts were on all of that.
Yeah, this is actually a pretty big controversy within the cryptocurrency. Oh, he hung up. So he's just asking. Anyway, this is a pretty big controversy within the cryptocurrency universe. We did briefly mention Ethereum earlier tonight when we were talking about the Jax wallet as the number two cryptocurrency to Bitcoin. It's about a tenth of the Bitcoin's what market capitalization is, about 11 million, I think, or 11 billion now.
It's the second cryptocurrency in the world by market cap.
And Ethereum, I think, is around 1 billion market cap. Anyway, it's kind of run, taken off recently, and this DAO concept, a decentralized autonomous organization, has really blown up. It's become the largest Kickstarter, basically. I mean, it's not a Kickstarter, but the largest crowdfunding project to ever have existed so far, raising approximately $150 million worth of this ether, this cryptocurrency. And there's a controversy. There's a big controversy here about the future of this because of what's being called a hack by some people. We'll explain here in hour number three. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myths for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.